I want to ask you, because I'd say most of our audience does Chapter 13 work as probably the lion's share of their practice. So why don't we just start off with the Southern District. What are some unique things on handling Chapter 13 cases that the audience needs to hear, Danielle? I stepped on your answer. How do y'all handle 13s?
Oh, no, that's okay. So usually Chapter 13 panels are held on a certain day. That's different for the judges in the Southern District of Texas. Chapter 13 panels are, as everyone knows, rapid fire. Part of what is important, or from what I see that is important, is knowing, and I know that seems simple and maybe a little basic, but knowing your client's case. And so when you're coming in to file a modification or to explain for, a mispayment on the plan, it is important to have your debtor there with you, or at least to have known what your debtor or what your debtor's explanation is for that. During Chapter 13 panel, something that I find has helped a lot, and it's something that wasn't there when I first started with Judge Isger, is that at the time we have panel, Judge Isger also puts up on the screen the trustee's website, which shows the history of payments for all of the debtors, where they are, any mispayments, how far along they are in their plan. And I think that's really helpful for the debtors as well, just to in real time see how far they are in the plan. So I think that's something that works really well.
Do you have more than one 13 day a month?
Yes. Yes, because Judge does Corpus Christi, does Brownsville, McAllen, no more Galveston, used to do Galveston in Houston. And so those are held on different days.
And then does the 13 day last the whole day, or is it a half day, or how does it work?
Usually our heavier panels, which are Corpus Christi and Houston, start early in the morning. Depending on how many we have that day, they will usually go to the afternoon. So it's usually a half a day. Our McAllen Brownsville panel are usually a lot smaller. And so those are typically maybe 2 to 3 cases that are mid-morning, I would say. So those take less time. But I would say a whole morning at least for panels. Sometimes they do tend to go into the afternoon, but it just depends on how many cases.
Good. Erin, how about y'all in the Western District? How do y'all handle 13s?
So we break up the chapter in for Judge Gargatta's chambers, the Chapter 13 panel trustee days worth of hearings. We have one day dedicated to the confirmation docket, and then another day dedicated to just miscellaneous matters that come up. And that's turned out to be really convenient for Judge, because it used to be that he would start at 9 or 9:30 in the morning and oftentimes go till 6, 6:30 at night, just because the dockets would go on and on and on, because he takes a larger number of the San Antonio cases than Judge King. So for us, having those two separate days has been really, really helpful. And then for Judge King, I learned that the panel trustee is just on one day of the month. It's the first Thursday of the month. And just an interesting quirk about the way things are ordered for the lawyers. We basically alternate. So on the first or the third Thursday of the month, we do last names A to Z, and then we switch the next time from Z to A. So basically, everybody kind of shares the burden of having to wait for their cases to be called, which is kind of an interesting little quirky tidbit about our district. And just generally, like most of the districts, we use a district-wide form plan. Little oddities about our form plan is that the tax refunds cannot exceed $2,000, regardless of you're a joint debtor or a single debtor. The first $2,000 must be applied to any plan arrears, and here we do a conduit plan, meaning that your mortgage has to be paid through your Chapter 13 plan.
Thank you. Emma, what about our weird district?
Yes, well, we have our Chapter 13 docket typically on Thursday, and really it's the morning that seems to drive our afternoon. A lot of the work is done at the pre-hearing conference with the Chapter 13 trustee, and we sort of get the list of remaining matters during the lunch period that we can examine and look at to prepare for the afternoon docket. And so it really just depends, you know, a number of issues that will come up, whether it's failure to confirm a plan or maybe a different kind of issue. And we sort of look at that before the hearing that day.
Good. Leslie?
We tend to alternate weeks. So we have a week that's set aside for trials and longer matters. And then we have what we call a docket week. On the docket week, we schedule 13s, 7s, and 11s, matters that aren't expected to, the contested matters, but they're not expected to last longer than an hour. If you're going to do something that lasts longer than an hour, you're supposed to contact the court in jeopardy so that she can schedule you for a special sitting. And that way you don't cause everyone to wait till late in the evening. That's usually how we do it. Things are a little in flux right now, but we schedule our 13s all on the same day. And then 7s and 11s are on a separate day. And then we have our Texarkana telephonic docket grouped together as well. So it happens in chunks. It's all published on the our website, obviously, and the judge also publishes her annual calendar. So you can take a look at that and sort of see what's coming and what sort of what weeks are open for trials and whatnot. But the court in deputy in our district is really key for getting things scheduled. She's the one that you talk to and that knows the dates and can get you in for hearings. I can facilitate that somewhat, but I do not set hearings.